Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. Straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night.
Hey.
A 50 motherfucker and I love to fight. Picture me rolling on my
I hate to cut Mike off, but that's a good song. But, okay. Yeah, they're already here, so let me get this out of the way. Somebody asked me to play this because they're not going to have time to be on the whole show, so I'll get it out of the way now, but then I'll be right back after this.
Everyone you knew turned their back on you for something that wasn't true and point their fingers at you for something you didn't even do, something that didn't even have anything to do with you, when deep inside you always knew the hard, cold truth that the ones who claimed to be your friends were never, ever really down with you till the end. But now you know just what is true, the bullshit and the lies you can see right through. Because the truth in their eyes speaks to the deepest part of you. Because deep inside you always knew that this facade ain't nothing new. That all the jealousy, hatred, and lies, that the truth about themselves is what they really despise. They dream your fall will help them to rise. But it's only the truth they really despise. Only shame on you for acting surprised. Because in the end, the truth will ultimately be their demise. Because their eyes are blinded by the darkness of their own lies. Ignorance and fear hides behind the guise of acting wise. But the truth can set you free. Because there is no justice and there is no peace. Accused by your peers, sentenced by your fears, condemnation beyond comprehension. Because there is no justice and there is no redemption.
Good news.
Okay.
Yeah. The current bill status, June 27, 2012, to put signs by Caltrans, the hybrid electric gas also for the diamond lanes. Assembly Bill number 2405, this guy Bloomfield was the author, Senator Liu. Vehicles high occupancy toll lanes. Senate, last amended date was 6/27, the type of bill active. Read third time and amended, ordered to second reading. So basically, it's going to be an act to amend to section 5205 relating to vehicles. So this is hopefully they'll put those signs back. And the other one is AB 420 or 1047, the motorcycle only checkpoint funding bill passed the Senate floor today. Back to the Assembly, then on to Governor Braun's desk. That's good news in our favor. Hopefully Braun signs it. But he might not, my opinion is, because they see dollar signs. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So Braun might not do it. He might, the last history action was read a second time in order to a third reading. And then the file date's today. So it's an act to amend to section 2814.1 of the vehicle code relating to vehicles. Yeah. Then I had some other stuff I want to share. Now, let's see. Okay. This one here. How to cop proof your cell phone.
Well, I find this to be very interesting because the majority of the phones now are going smartphones, okay? Cell phones that I started out with years and years ago are becoming obsolete. So it's forcing the issue for people to come out with more smartphones, some of those the old flip phones, okay, or slide, whatever you want to call them. Anyways, now in regards with the smartphones, in to get in there, okay, some of the phones will have what looks like a hearing aid type battery, okay?
Yeah, I got a thing for that. We'll let that guy explain it to everybody.
Okay, but the thing is, what they want to look at is who you're talking to. They want to know what your text messaging is. They want to know what your contact list is. Now, I have mine on the backup, okay, in regard to...
Hold on 1 second. Because
okay.
To me, we need to stop the douchebags from violating our rights to be free and from unreasonable and illegal search and seizure. So if you trust the cops to protect and defend your rights, you're a fucking idiot. Because the Supreme Court reached a decision in People versus Diaz that police may lawfully search mobile phones on arrested individuals without first obtaining a search warrant. So with this ruling, we should just call privacy dead, or are there still tricks to keep your personal information safe?
Yeah, well, the unfortunate thing is when they arrest you, you know, when you're either to a bench or in a cell, okay, they're already prying into your phone, you know. So it's not like you can sit there and say, I'm sorry, don't touch my phone.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you could probably...
I don't understand. When you get arrested, they take everything off you. They put it in a bag, and they turn the bag into evidence. So what do? Check it out after they lock you up?
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. Okay.
Wow.
If they get people, some of them can get into the phones, can figure out how to get into the phones, and, you know what your messages are and everything else. Voicemails as well, which... Somebody would have to be really good at doing what they're doing in order to get in the people's phones, because most people don't realize that they can lock the phone, you know, so that way if somebody gets to it, they can't get in. So, you know, at times that can help, but if they get somebody that's good that knows how to get into these phones, it's a no-brainer. It's a walk in the park for them to get in and out of it, and they know exactly who your contacts are and everything else. So, of course, then by the time they get everything situated that way, then you're looked at upon because of who you talk to or what your messages are back and forth. From Joe Schmo to Jane Doe, okay? So, unfortunately, here we go again, as life as we know it is not what it is. But if you're able to have your phone in a lockdown mode to where they cannot get access into your phone, period. You can be safe, but whatever they find in that phone, they can also hold that against you in the court. Now,
well,
I don't see how...
It depends.
Well,
they gotta have,
that's,
if they obtained it without a warrant, no.
No, but
I don't,
if they have a warrant... They can use that.
If they have a warrant, you're already fucked, so. Right?
Exactly. You know,
okay.
you're messed with no matter what. So, you know, where do you go from there? You're still back to square one. Your rights? Sorry, they don't exist.
You don't have any.
No, exactly. Thank you. So, you know... I don't know. If something ever took place with me, smash the phone, drop it, smash it.
No.
Throw it.
There you go. Throw it.
Throw it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or as you're pulling open your door so you run over it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I live on the main street, okay? So, you know, it's not the first phone I've thrown across the main street that goes through the town.
Yeah, it's not my first phone I've thrown across I-5 either. I got one today.
You did another one today? Good for you.
Absolutely.
So, hey, you know, what?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you got to figure out a way to, you know, do something to prevent it, because it's not hard to go to people and, okay, what's your number? You know, instead of if you don't have a backup, you know, or anything of that nature, it's not hard to go to people. Okay, I need this number. I smashed my phone, you know. I had no choice. Majority of them, they're not even going to ask why.
Right. Well, you know, my comment is on this. True and even simpler, they're helping to delegitimize their whole profession.
Right.
The police are standing around wondering why people no longer respect them or treat them as we have in the past. So it comes down to be absolutely indisputable evidence that society has seen them as abusing their powers. I say go figure, because we are losing our rights. One day we'll all wake up as slaves on the land of our fathers conquered without a Bill of Rights to protect us all. And the more fucking shit Obama does, the more shit we lose by the day. What do you think about that there, New Hampshire?
Obamacare?
No. Stacey's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm not in New Hampshire. Close, but, like, no banana there.
No banana deal.
You know, how I feel about this is just, it doesn't matter whether you have a password on your phone or not. All they got to do is pop out the back of that phone. You've got SD cards. You've got SIM cards. They can do stuff with that pretty much, you know, monitors your every waking move, and not including the little gizmo and gadget they have underneath everything that monitors your every waking move. And personally, I feel, you know, if the phone has got a password or whatever, and et cetera, depending on what you're being detained for, I feel that, yeah, definitely there should be a warrant to search through your phone.
Have you taken your other battery out of your phone yet?
Oh, I do that quite frequently. But
not the big battery. The other battery.
The little one, no.
No, why not?
Because I'm afraid I'm going to mess up my phone somehow, some way. I'm not that technical.
I'll tell you,
you
what. Know? Okay, I'll tell you what.
You send me some displays of exactly how to do it, and then, you know, we'll talk. But,
yeah,
no, you know, if you don't get your phone set on a password when you're, like, driving whatever, and they grab your phone, then shame on you. They're going to begin to fiddle-faddle with it. You know, at least if you've got a password set on it, it can postpone things until you can talk with your lawyer, because, you know, one of the things they haven't stripped us yet is, you know, you can cry out for an attorney. Like Phil and Bill always say, shut the fuck up and ask for your lawyer, you know, and don't speak to anybody until, you know, you either have a lawyer or you get a public defender the next day. You know, you could sleep the night in jail, no big deal, because you go to court the next day, you ask for a lawyer, 9 times out of 10, you know, something's going to go in your favor. But if you're jackass enough to, you know, as you would say, Phil, bend over, you'll bend over again, and that's it, you know. I mean, I think there are little ways, like setting a password, to try to detain what we deem is going to be inevitable anyways. But, you know, it's the stall tactic, the game that they like to play, and it's just you have to be one on top of it to play the game better than they do. You know, that's the way I look at it. But who am I? Just a peon sitting in New England.
Yeah, but the peon sitting in New England and the peon sitting in California and the peon sitting here in Chicago are all, you know, accessible.
The voice of reason.
Everything, exactly.
Hey, Phil, I had a pretty cool experience today. Nora is familiar with Peapod deliveries. I don't know if you guys have that out in California, but I guess just my demeanor, my overall, let's just say maybe the way I was dressed, the delivery boy, or man, I should say, came to the door, and I, you know, opened it up, and he was bringing in my mother's groceries, and the first time around, he went to say something, but he stopped. The second time around, he just engaged in conversation, and I proceeded to give him the Blog Talk Radio link. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, et cetera, et cetera, and he was just, like, geeked about it. He said he's got a bunch of biker buddies, and he was going to pass this on to, so, you know, if he's listening right now, you know, thank you so much for your service, and I hope to God, you know, we meet again someday. But he was very, very cool, and, you know, I passed on this little bit, this little tidbit, you know. I told him, protect your rights, know what's up, know what's going on, and it's a great show to listen to. So,
how were you dressed?
I sent her something.
Yeah,
and she was wearing it.
A very distinct Chicago shirt on.
Yes. So,
you know,
it's
that's
not easily to be, you know, replicated
right
in where she's at, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to put any one particular club out there. I don't want to put anybody on the spot to what I was wearing, but anybody who knows me knows, you know, so that's pretty much that. And what amazed me was here was a delivery man who all day long just delivers groceries, but I guess due to the way I was dressed, my typical jeans and T-shirt style, he engaged in a total great conversation. And, you know, that boils down to some of the things Fran talks about every week about bikers being part of their own culture. And, you know, he was a complete stranger, but yet when we connected on that level, there was complete respect going on and a great conversation, you know, and it was intriguing to see that, you know, kindness out of a person just because our views to certain things were exactly the same. So, you know, I hope to God the Peapod man is listening to our show tonight and that will get us more listeners.
Yeah, I wanted to know what kind of service. Nora said it was groceries for a
shut-in.
Well, I mean, it's groceries for people that are shut-ins or
yeah,
or people that can't get out to the stores.
It helps
a lot of disabled people.
Right. It's a big supermarket chain out this way called Stop and Shop, and what they do is a home delivery. You can order your groceries online, and they come out in, like, a refrigerated truck, and they carry it in, and, you know, my mom always gives the guy a little tip. They get tips. And, you know, it was a great experience because I've met with, like, several of the drivers over the past couple of years, and they just come in and it's, hi, how are you, put the stuff down, sign the paperwork, and be gone. But this guy was here for like 20 minutes, and when he was gone, my mom happened to stick her head out of her room, and she's like, did you know him? And I said, no. I'm like, there's a mutual connection, you know. So I'm looking at it as, you know, it was a very positive experience to start my day, and it's very, very true that, you know, no matter what side of the tracks you're on in the biker world, or so to say, sometimes there's just a common mutual respect ground there, and it's just like rule of thumb, you know, you treat somebody with kindness, they're going to treat you back with the same way, and that was just proof positive to today, you know,
right.
And that was pretty cool. That was cool.
And you know what's funny is because what she was wearing, you know, the question was, do you know anybody there?
Yeah. And, you know.
No, I just got this because I feel like it.
Yeah, and it's like, I explained to him I used to live out there, you know, out that way, because I lived in Niles, which borders South Bend, Indiana. I lived out there for a good couple of years. Great people, great times, you know, and that's that, and I still am in touch with many different people, and that's it. But
right,
like I said, the kindness of a stranger today went a long ways.
But, yeah, you can, you know, type in peapod.com. You know, it'll show you. But they base started here in my state. And, you know, when things are actually more, a lot of things are cheaper than if you drove 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is, to your local store. But then, you know, there are some things that are a little bit pricey. But it's cool because
yeah.
you can get a discount. Your first order is like $20 off, you know.
Yeah, and they,
plus
and
they don't
every
charge
time they,
delivery.
Yep, yeah, every time they come out to the house, they give you certain coupons that are strictly for Peapod business. You know, you can't use those coupons like in the Stop and Shop store. It's strictly for the delivery, and it gives you discounts off of different things. Plus, they honor all manufacturers' coupons. And
coupons,
it happens to be
right.
Yeah, well, over here we say coupons, but, you know, they double them, you know. So it's just, I think it's a great little service for the elderly or the disabled or, you know, for whatever reason why you cannot get to the supermarket, they can come out and get to you. And I just think it's a great little program.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on one second. I want to go
okay.
to this one. I want to go to this one real quick, but... It's five signs your cell phone is being tapped. Okay. So
okay.
right now we have Nora.
Jersey Devil on July
14th. And
yes.
Alicia's got Mike talking in the background.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi,
how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks. He's reminding me that I have the Jersey Devil show in July coming up, so on the 14th. I didn't know I was on. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay. I wanted to let everybody know that there's five signs to tell if your phone is being tapped. So one
please
would
tell
be.
Me.
Okay, one is your battery temperature. Feel your cell phone if you have not used it for a while. If it feels warm, it means your phone can be still in use. Please note, however, that the heat may be from overuse. So in other words, if you've been talking on the phone for 20 minutes, it's going to be hot. But if your phone is
right.
sitting there and you pick it up and it's hot,
oh,
somebody's doing something.
Right.
Like me, I don't have AT&T, but a few weeks ago there was an AT&T truck out in front of my house working on my phone box. After he left it, that thing got smashed in 1,000 pieces and thrown out in the street.
That's smart. Man, yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes
number
I think I hear it clicking.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one of them as well.
Okay. Number two, phone not staying charged. When your cell phone is tapped, it loses its battery life faster. Your phone
wow,
can be in
my,
use. Your phone
mine
can be in use
that
when you're not.
Time.
You're kidding me. That I swear to God, that happened to Mike's phone. He actually had to go and get a new one because his phone, he was charging his phone like 3 or 4 times a day. I no lie, it just happened, I'd say, the last 2 months. It would
mm-hmm.
not keep a charge.
Well, it can be in use when you're not using it, and a tapped cell phone is constantly recording conversations in the room.
Oh.
Yes.
They can do that?
Yes. Oh, yes, they
can. They
can
do anything they want to. Hence,
the
safest Patriot Act.
There are some safer ways, meaning there's two types of batteries in your phone. Those both have to come out and it completely pops off your phone. Or you power it down, set it inside your microwave, and close it. They can't hear us
oh.
through the microwave.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
And
yeah, they
can even hear
it
through your cable box.
They can't hear it in that lead box I have in the garage. But if there's a delay or the backlight stays on for a while, your phone may be tapped. Always be aware of inexplicable activity on your phone. This could be caused due to a glitch in the system. So there's one or two ways to delay in shutting down. That's number three. Number four is more strange activity. Does your phone ever light up, shut down, and power up, or install a program on its own? This could be the sign of someone else controlling your device. Note that this can also happen due to interference during the transmission of data. In other words, if you're sending somebody a picture or an email, or a text message, but then too. The number five is background noise. When on a call, a tap phone will often include background noises. See, like, you called me, and I heard Mike in the background, so you might be tapped.
Yep.
This is usually in the form of echo, static, or clicking. These sounds can either be caused by interference, a bad connection, or someone else listening. Now, if you know what to look, if you know what to look for, if you think your phone is being tapped, or concerned about the security of your phone, and I have a video for that. I'll put in the. I think I just put it in there, but I'll put it in there again.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. I think it's in there 3 times now.
Yeah, well, I put it in at the beginning so people know what I was talking about, but it's in there now.
Right.
But,
wow.
Yeah.
See, I always thought they weren't allowed to tap your cell phones. I thought they could tap your regular, like, landlines. But then
not no more.
Something?
They thought I read somewhere.
It's, there's a huge, let me get a brain here. It's been too hot. There's a huge surveillance center that's taking place in Utah. Okay. So with that surveillance center that they have, not only your landline, your cell phone, your cable box, I mean, it's crazy what they hear
through.
So, you know, like as we were on your show last night and things were taking place, okay?
Right.
And I'll say it nicely. they heard.
Right.
They know.
But I was, because, you know, actually me and Mike just talked about that and, you know, some of the things that we did last night. Because it's such an explicit and it's not, I guess, on the radio, like it's not, I guess it is monitored by the FCC, but there's no, I don't think we're going to get sanctioned by them for what we did last night.
What did you do?
Because, with the vibrators.
you were there.
Yeah, I don't think he was there at the time.
I don't think so either. He was probably off in daydreaming or something.
Well, we had just heard Hunter was doing. What's that?
Wait. Trust me, I was listening as a guest. Then, when I got to go to the phone, decided to call in.
You know what we did. Okay.
Right.
But what I just heard was Nikki Hunter used to do the Playboy radio TV a talk show, and they were allowed to bring out a vibrator. They were never allowed to turn it on, and certainly no insertions or anything like that. So something like that was highly looked at by the FCC. But because we are an explicit, I mean, it shows as an explicit radio show, and we're not advertised like, you know, regular blog TV or blog talk radio is because the channels switch all the time, or the address of the link changes, just because of that reason. Hopefully we won't get into any like FCC problems and stuff like that from last night. I don't think we will. We haven't heard anything yet, but you know, that is a concern. You know, I think about that, because certainly don't want to get in trouble for doing anything that, you know, they think is wrong.
Well, it's not like, you know, I understand what you're saying. And even on here, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They're still going to be there to listen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regards to, it's not like you're performing a movie on the phone, okay? It's talking, it's in that kind of manner. I don't think so, but... You know, like I said, again, they hear it all.
Right. Yeah, if they want to shut it
all.
Down,
so even if your IP changes, whatever, they still follow. They know how to get you.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they're listening, and, you know.
And,
hopefully
they like it. You know, they're sitting in their van having donuts, and they're enjoying the show.
There you go. One can only hope, right?
Yeah.
I'll send a picture. I'll sign a picture for him. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, but it's crazy. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to start looking at my cell phone and paying more attention to that now. Like, I know sometimes my landline, you know, because I you know, I run a business out of my house also, and you know, every once in a while I hear the clicking noises, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this doesn't sound right. There's no reason for it. You know, it's just a regular business and stuff like that. It has nothing to do with, you know, what I do, you know, on the side and stuff, so.
Well, what you think is nothing and what they think is nothing is something.
Two different things.
So
exactly.
Just like, hey, I have a guy come to my house once a week.
Hmm.
And
what
does he
sometimes
do for you once a week?
Huh?
What does he do for you once a week?
I got two phones in my house. He sweeps my house.
Ah.
And then he resets the cameras on the sides of the house.
Now, question, is there anything that we can buy to put in our phones to protect ourselves?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you said you have that box, right? You have a box in your house still?
Yes.
I also have a
couple of programs on my computer that keep them at bay sometimes because they started to fuck with us at the beginning of this. But
okay.
Are you guys in the chat room there, Alicia?
Have Mike
go into the chat room and put up your links. People are asking about what is your site address?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Stacy's coming with us on Tuesday. Or
hey, listen. Nora, wait.
Sorry.
Because Art wants to learn about women.
That's okay. He can come too because we'll all be there on Alicia's show. Come on, Art. Come join us. It's fun.
There you go. Well, yeah, we're going to both be on at the same, well, not at the same time, right? Because I switched mine to Tuesday this coming week.
Yeah, it's got to be Tuesday because of the 4th of July, but yeah. And then the following week, you're on every Wednesday.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Right.
But for some reason, we can't get the chat to work. We, you know, we talked to the other girls that are on Thursday nights, and, you know, they told us what to do to the Adobe, you know, update the Adobe, and we did that, and for some reason, we just can't get it. And I don't know, I still don't understand what we're doing wrong. I mean,
well,
Phil
might be able to help you on that.
Well,
okay.
You might have to sign in as a co-host, and I'll show you how to do it.
Okay. Okay, we can do that. On our show, right? That's what you
mean? Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mike usually signs in as the co-host, so. But, we were on, you know, last Wednesday we were on live, and, you know, we tried to get to chat, and we had the one girl from Thursday, you know, just talking to Mike on the cell phone, and she, you know, he was sending her pictures of everything that was on the screen, and, you know, she finally was like, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know what's going on with it, so. Because, yeah, it would be great to have the chat up, but we can't. I don't know. We're just mentally challenged, I think, when it comes to that.
No, it's not anything like that. Like I said, you know, Phil's been doing it for a long time, and I know that he's not going to have a problem just to, you know, get you guys going, because that will help, you know. And like I said, and sometimes there's a problem, you know. Sometimes I have an issue signing in with the chat, and at times I just got so annoyed I just call, you know.
Right.
So, like I said, you will have issues as well, but, you know, Phil's a good guy. Mm-hmm. He'll help you through it.
All right. I appreciate that. We both do. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun when Phil calls in. I think we shock him at times.
Well, yeah. I don't think he gets shocked. I just think he likes to stay quiet until we talk about certain things, and then he has to come in. Wow, I haven't had any complaints yet.
That's okay, though. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, you know, because if he was having complaints, then obviously he would be asking the questions instead of me. No.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, I appreciate both of you when you call in. It always makes for a good show. It just seems like, you know, like as soon as like the 8 o'clock hour hits, that's when everything kind of comes together with the show. That's when people start calling in, and, you know, we have more people, you know, on the phone lines, and it's just, it's crazy trying to get everybody on there all at once and trying to keep everybody, you know, in the conversation, and trying not to keep, you know, anybody out, and it's just, you know, it's difficult, but, like, I'm trying to work through that by, you know, having everyone involved in it.
Right. Well, like I said, you know, I did bring up a good topic last night, you know, because I never thought about that first. I thought, I wonder if they do have a hard time. But, you know, it's okay, you know, for another show, too. It might come in handy again to bring it up as more guys are on there. You know what I mean? Instead of, you know, just one person, because it's hard to get one person's perspective on, you know, that. Anyhow, okay, back to our show. Sorry.
Yeah. I was going, okay, wait a minute. Didn't this
I was probably like, okay, can you teach me now? Oh, you have to wait until Tuesday, Art, and you can come with us.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just so you know that my friend Hermes, he has the same problem with the chat room. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And Art, this goes out to Art. Don't be a hater, Art. If I have to bring by on twice, that's my problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, maybe we're just skipping a step, but, you know, everything that the girl Whitney told me to do, you know, I wrote everything down. I was like, I'm not even going to miss a step, and, you know, we tried everything, and it just still wasn't working for her. So, you know, but we would love to get the chat going, and at least, you know, have another avenue for people who can't really, you know, call in if they're overseas and stuff like that, you know, and I just feel like we're missing out on that, too.
Right. Well, your show will get bigger, you know, like how Phil's is. More people will, once they get more familiar with the lineup and everything else, you know, with you and the other girls, it'll get bigger.
Well, it's like I told you, you know, sometimes you have to go with the flow. And the problem I had the other day was you guys, Alicia had sent me some pictures to post, and what happened was it was up for a couple hours, and then all of a sudden I got an email, and I got a call from Mike and a couple of texts, and they blocked them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do that, and the reason they do that is a lot of times, like when we're live right now, like we are now, the van's parked out in front of my house again. Bill had to take his mom to the doctor, so he'll be here in a little bit. And, yes, Ruthie, I got your emails. Thank you. I already talked about it at the beginning of the show. But these fuckers are sitting out in front of my house right now in the white van. And when Bill gets here, I'll probably go out there and talk to him, because I'll let Bill talk to you guys while I go do that. But the problem is they come every Tuesday and Thursday. They think that we're sending subliminal messages around the world to any motorcycle club in the world. We're doing all kind, and all we're doing is standing up for ourselves. Because, like I say, if you bend over once and you don't know what the fuck's going on, you're going to bend over twice. So the censorship that they pull sometimes, they pull it. If I have all those pictures that you guys sent me, and I'm going to put them up again probably over the weekend, and just to see what happens, because I've already talked to those people. I've already talked to the Blog Talk Radio people. And to see, I want to see, I talked to my attorney, he sent him a letter. We want to see what they're doing to jump into the, they have to have a warrant to get into the show, period. They have to have a warrant to get onto my blog. So I want to see a copy of that warrant if they're doing something. If it's under the fucking, if it's under the Patriot Act or the RICO Act, whatever the fucking act they want to use, they still have to give me a copy of what they're using to do it. Everybody still there? Or did they shut me off?
Oh, yeah. No, we're listening.
Oh, okay. You know, so Ruthie's going to do security for the MMA. And they got a fireworks stand tonight. And I wish I could have go to that. It was kind of far. So I won't be able to. I'll miss out on it, but I'll probably get some info on it later.
Right.
But, yeah, the censorship, they all. Now, you're saying you might hear some from the FCC and stuff. It depends. If somebody complained, Alicia, probably. If nobody complained and you're set up where it says mature audiences only, you should have no problem.
Right, because now, if you remember, Phil, You were with us at one night with the Hermes show. And, you know, I mean, we all farted around in the chat room, you know. And remember, Stacey, when that person was so,
yep.
Oh, my God, so uptight because we were cursing, but we were just having fun back and forth. This person took it to a different level. And I wonder if that person may have turned it in, because if you remember, we couldn't curse after that. Well, I couldn't. You
well,
know,
yeah,
so Bill told me how.
And then I showed you how to do it.
Right.
Okay,
but,
always,
I mean, they will censor you.
There's all, it depends. You see, like right now, I can type into mine. And whoever's there and can read this, tell everybody what I just typed.
F-U-C-K. You? F.
I wrote
dot
you.
You. Dot
I wrote
e.
Fuck you.
Yeah. But you have to do it with the period, otherwise it won't come through. Because one night when we were doing the show, I went, because I was just aggravated with what we were talking about, and I went to go curse, and I'm like, oh, it came up with stars. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, oh, God, here we go. So, yeah, that's how it will come up, is just the stars.
Yeah. Because if you don't say something to these guys or do something, they're going to bend you over and do it.
Yep.
And I just put in, I think it's in there right now. Hang on, let me check. Oh, no, I didn't do it. I'll put it in there for you right now, Art, where you can go look at Alicia's site. But, yeah, it's getting worse by the day.
Yeah.
That you know,
is.
There's another one here I had. Let me see. Yeah, okay. This is what you guys need to listen to this one.
Okay.
The title of this is "Are You on the List?" If you are, and you're in huge trouble. They're jacking with me now. No, they're jacking with it right now. Fuckers. They ain't got nothing better to do.
They should go outside and knock on the door and say, knock it off.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, they can do that. They can just sit there.
Yeah, I guess, so Alicia, you dropped the phone and hung up?
Today I'm going to show you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
I went to go move the phone. I was like, what the hell just happened here? Yeah, and it hung up, so I wanted to call in real quick.
I'm just trying to
make sure you weren't extending over from last night. Okay.
No, not right now. I'll
yeah.
do that later.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, later is better.
I'll do that in the privacy of my own bedroom now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's too funny. Well, I hope they don't, you know, I'm sure that they're listening to everything and anything, you know,
right.
that we're doing, you know, probably more so me now. But I just, you know, it's all in fun. It's, you know, you can't just, especially with my stuff, you can't take it too seriously. You know, I mean, we're having fun. And, you know, I just, because, again, I can't express it enough, we are, we are listed as explicit, so what was said to us was there's anything goes, so, you know, hopefully they won't do anything to stop us from doing what we're doing, because, you know, I'm actually getting a pretty good following and, you know, getting, you know, listeners and stuff like that every week, you know, our numbers are going up, so,
right.
You know, we're not hurting anybody, you know.
No, but unfortunately there's too many people out there do not want to talk about sex, they don't want to talk about pornographic movies, you know,
right.
I mean, there's a class of people, there's the ones that don't mind, and the ones that are like, I'm here to learn, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Unfortunately, the closet ones are always going to complain, but they're the first ones to head out to the video store or wherever, to the adult bookstore, and go buy stuff. So it doesn't
exactly.
make any sense. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
So
and
why
you know
hide
what?
It?
Exactly. And if I offend anybody, then you know what? Turn me off. Turn, you know, don't listen to me anymore. I don't have a problem with that. You know,
all
that's
you have
why
to
there's
do is
chocolate
not call.
And vanilla.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it's
just like every once in a while I get an e-bomb. And an e-bomb
mm-hmm.
is when you get, or just found your website.
He's gonna follow us Tuesday, so Art, you better be there, otherwise you're not gonna get any more hugs.
Yeah, Art just found your website, so he won't be typing in here for a minute or two. But I get an e-bomb every once in a while. And what an e-bomb is when I do the thing for the show on my Blog Talk Radio, you have that thing where you can promote your show.
Right.
You could put it on Blog Talk Radio thing, or you could put it on your Facebook page, or you could put
right.
it on your Twitter.
Right.
Okay? And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll send it to, there's like 40 or 50 guys sitting around fucking around, probably looking at porn on the internet, and just for a change of pace, they'll tune into somebody's show and have everybody jump in on your show and try and ruin your show.
Well, we had that happen one time.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, that was crazy.
Okay, well, the last time it happened, if you guys remember, I happened to tell that one asshole where the fuck he was standing in New York City, and he disappeared.
Yep.
I think I called in on that show. I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, because actually you left early because it was so crazy between the phone calls and then the chat box, you know,
yep.
And then people were telling me that I was fat. Well, if they actually looked over on Facebook and saw my pictures, yeah, okay, where? My big toe.
You know, well, I just don't, I think some people just have too much time on their hands that they're not happy until they're fucking with other people and they're just making, you know, they're miserable, so they have to reach out and make you miserable. You know,
exactly.
You don't like what the show's about, turn it off. You know, nothing's telling you to stand there and listen to it, you know, and get agitated by what you're listening to. Turn it off.
Well,
you know,
the funny thing is, last night I had asked Phil if he was going to your show. He's like, listening to it. No, I'm like, oh, okay, are you calling in? He's like, oh, you need backup? I'm like, no.
No,
I can do fine
all
on my own.
That's right, yeah. And you come up with good questions. That's a good thing.
You know, because I'm a female. I'm not a man.
Right, exactly.
Well, we know our bodies better than they do, you know.
Right. There's somebody that, I won't mention any names, especially, you know, since people are listening, but there's one person that every time the news talks about this one person, I will turn either the volume down, I'll turn it at the channel. I just can't stand the person, you know, and every time he speaks, it's just fingers down the chalkboard. You know,
right.
I don't complain about it. I mean, I'll do something in November.
And who would that be?
I'll do something in November, possibly. I just think everything that comes out of his mouth is just bullshit. And I just get tired of hearing it, you know. And like, everything's all happy. Everything's great. And, you know,
well,
and now we're talking about.
Wait till you don't buy Obamacare and you start getting taxed and pay for it anyway.
Oh,
they might as well
that's,
buy it and use it.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of, you know, because,
Be afraid it's going to happen.
Oh, I know. I read a little bit of the article today, and, you know, they're saying that if you don't have insurance by 2014, that you're going to be not penalized, but you're going to be taxed, or taxation is going to...
Let me tell you all something. I live in the, you know, in between Massachusetts and Rhode Island, because I live on the state line. I have seen... What, you know, I hate talking politics. I usually keep my political views to myself. But I've seen what kind of bullshit Mr. Romney has pulled off in Massachusetts and how, you know, he talked today after the president was on TV and he was slinging so much shit I couldn't even fucking stomach it because that man sent the goddamn fucking ball rolling for all this insurance bullshit because every motherfucker living up in Massachusetts has to have fucking insurance. If you don't, they take $300 out of your taxes at the end of the fiscal year. And he was like one of the worst people in, you know, a long time to come into Massachusetts to set the state in billions of dollars in debt. The man is a has-been, and I'm not saying vote Republican. I'm not saying vote Democrat. Personally, I would vote Ron Paul, but that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
If people fucking think for one goddamn minute that Mr. Romney's going to save their asses against Mr. Obama, they're sadly mistaken. This is the first time I'm utterly disgusted because I always vote. Always. I am utterly disgusted. I had this conversation with my mother today. I don't want to vote because I don't want Obama and I don't want Romney. So what does that leave me?
Right. You know what? I felt the same way 4 years ago, and I didn't vote for either one of them. And I actually feel the same way. I don't think either of them – I don't like either of them, to be honest with you. And I just think we're going to be – for the next 4 years, we're another sad state of affairs if either of them get it. And, you know, one of them has to. So, you know, we're still
fucked either way,
I think.
The thing that really pisses me off is the fact that he – you know, Romney sets the stage as, you know – Obama with all the insurance stuff is just wrong, et cetera, yada, yada. He needs to back the fuck on up because he started, you know, along with, you know, a couple of different other people with this whole insurance bullshit. As a matter of fact, when Obama first, you know, came into office, he used Romney as a freaking example for insurance care. And what he did over here in the state of Massachusetts, what he did was he totally fucked shit up. And
he got rid of pensions and all kinds of stuff.
And the biggest fiscal fiasco was the big dig that it was an extension of the highway that goes through the heart of Boston. It wasn't even open a couple of weeks.
You're talking about 93?
Yeah, through 83.
Okay.
Through years and years and years of this big, massive construction mess, it wasn't even open a couple of weeks, and a big concrete, you know, panel fell from the goddamn ceiling and killed a pregnant woman in her car. Her husband and her are driving down the fucking freeway to have this big concrete steel thing just go kapoop on top of their head. So people really, really, really need to really look. And, you know, either somebody else has got to come into play here, which, you know, at this moment in time is not going to happen. You know, and we the people are stuck with two arrogant motherfuckers to choose from. And that's really the bottom.
I think everyone should just write in who the, you know. Yeah. I really think so at this point because we are in serious trouble right now.
I talked to my broker the other day. He told me to buy ammo and canned goods.
Oh, God, hey. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
trying times, you know, people really need to get back to basics and stop relying so much on all this modern technologies and
stuff,
you know. Yeah. You need to get back to planting your own garden in the backyard, canning and, you know, jarring different things and, you know, really, really being resourceful and using your wits, because when technology shuts down, it's going to stop everything. And
oh, yeah.
it's just a matter of, you know, one little glitch going out of sync, and, you know, we're all a bunch of screwed motherfuckers. And
yeah.
That's really the way it goes.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, listen, I got to get going because it's getting late here.
Okay. Well, you have a great night, Alicia.
Thanks,
thanks for calling in. And we will see you on Tuesday, and I'll bring Art and Stacy, and we'll see if we can get Phil, too.
Well,
Phil,
I can't promise that because I'm trying to hit up some fireworks down here, and I'm like aiming for the Boston area, you know, to go see the Boston Pops. They play live in the park with the fireworks and stuff, and I'm hoping
cool.
to be able to get out that way, so I can't guarantee my presence.
Okay, well, right. If not this coming Tuesday, you got to come with us the following Wednesday. It's a great show. And,
okay.
You know, it's fun listening to it. It's just some of the people are kind of,
So some people get goaded from the sidelines saying that they should buy their significant other toys and other things. But I just want everybody to know that she rides a 738-pound vibrator.
Okay, here we go.
I want to get on her Christmas list.
Wait, I'll mute you all. Let me finish.
Okay.
And if you pull up behind her at a red light, this is what it says on the back of her helmet. Ride a Big Daddy, you'll never walk the same again.
I bet she always has a smile on her face, too.
Yes. But remember, now Stacy had an adult party, and she had a blast. So,
I wonder what she
That's
got herself
last. Blast me out there. We had a great time. I have to say, I don't know if you're familiar with Athena's products. It was like an Athena's potty, which is basically all toys and gizmos and gadgets and stuff like that. But the presenter, the person who was selling the product, she was a lot of fun, and I did it girls and guys. Most of those potties are predominantly girls, but
right.
I did it both, and, you know, everybody had a blast.
That night,
like, over $500 worth of products was sold.
Oh my God. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
She should be on your show.
Well,
I think really.
I think getting the couples together, because I, like, predominantly did it couples, you know, it gets the ideas rolling. And if the woman's sitting there going, nah, 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 the guy's like, yeah, 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 or vice
yeah.
versa, you know, and something's got to give between the two. So, no, it was a good turnout.
Exactly. Oh, that's fun.
All right. Well, everybody have a good night and a good 4th of July if we don't talk, but I'm sure we'll talk
yes,
on Tuesday.
Yes, be safe.
One thing I want to tell you before you leave, Alicia.
What's that?
Mike make up like a little flyer thing
okay.
with a picture of you and the website and the radio station and a little dossier on the radio station about Monday, Tuesday, when, you know, so on and so forth with the lineup.
Okay.
And send it to me and I'll put it on the blog for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll get him to start working on that because we now have somebody on Monday night. So.
I don't want to toot my own horn here, but page views this month,
1,005,312. No, wow.
Let me repeat that. I want to toot my own horn here. 1,005,312 hits.
Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah, Mike's sitting over here going, we were happy with 86,000 last night. That's a drop in a bucket compared to 1.5 million.
Well,
wow.
But you have to understand, more women are coming on to the show here, which
right.
the men like, okay? It brings different perspectives into the show.
Yep.
Exactly. And,
right.
you know, of course, with the help with your photos and with the other girls and stuff of that nature and certain other things that are being posted into the blog area, it's
right.
just poof. I mean, it's just gone.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great. That's good to hear.
All right, well, then I will definitely get Mike to
And we'll help you get
that.
Your ratings up. No.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That sounds like a win-win
situation. I don't know
situation.
What we'll do, but we'll figure out something.
All right, sounds
well,
good.
Well, staying up would be, you know, part of the...
Yeah, that would help.
Staying up, yeah. The stamina.
Yeah, well, we're on early, though. We're on from 7 to 9, so, you know, hopefully
right.
We'll be awake by then.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right, well, everybody take care.
Okay,
right,
you
night.
Too. And then we will, well, I'll be there on Tuesday. I'll
okay.
Get to your show.
No.
All right, I look forward to talking to you then.
What
no,
were you going to say?
Nora, if you can't wait till Tuesday, you can go back and listen to the archives, okay?
There you go. Yeah, definitely do that. Yeah. Oh, that's too funny.
You know,
okay.
He always has to get that last word in.
Look, you guys got to remember, I told you, I'm not just a good-looking guy, I'm smart, too.
Oh, boy.
Here we go again.
Okay, that's my exit.
Yeah, okay, you guys have a great night. And
you too.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, Phil, you always have to do that. You always have to get that last word in.
Hey, you know, sometimes I need to do that.
I know. And, oh, by the way, I did have fun with that ass last night, okay?
I don't even want to know what that's all
oh,
about.
Oh, it was a graphic he posted on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm not getting any, at least I'd have some ass, you know, a donkey ass.
Oh, Jesus. He put that on my wall, too.
I know. What he does to mine, he does to yours. He's getting back at both of us for something.
That's okay.
Know.
I'll find him some more skinny jean pictures. I know how much he loves those.
No, that picture you guys saw the other day of me and Darren from the Dago Peckerwoods. Some
that was
people
a good
ask,
photo.
Yeah, some people ask me, hey, what does your shirt say? And I said, well, the front says motorcycle clubs are not street gangs. And the back says 186.22, not true. Now, does anybody know what 186.22 is?
No.
No.
It's about gang enhancements.
Ah. The penal code?
Yes.
Ah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. To which I say, fuck 'em.
Yep.
Yes, ditto.
Let me see here real quick. Yeah. And then let me do this one thing here. I'm going to play one song. I'll be right back. Okay?
Okay.
Because I got to get, since it's summertime, I thought a little Mike P.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah. Come on.
C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homies. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homies. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. Twist the bottle open, homie, throw away the cap. Cause where we going, man, we don't need that. All we need is a 30 pack, a pack of Jimmy's trash, pack of hood rats, and a paddock kicking at. I think I'm called Swim. See what's up with him. If I can throw some hoes in the pool again. When it comes to having fun, I'm a motherfucking addict. Once again, I'm back at it, baby mama, too dramatic. And goddammit, it's about that time. Then drink up the vodka, beer, and wine. Not even Friday night, drunk for the 10th time. So what the fuck? I guess I'll bust another rhyme. Hey, all I wanna do is drink beer and screw, hang on the avenue and go home with you when the party ends. Mike P back again, representing. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homies. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homies.
something from my 818 home. Minis up, mine's Mike T, and it's likely that you just might be my new white T. Hey, I'm just playing. Tell me, baby girl, hey, are you leaving or staying? There's a food party going on, I'm all jumping. Kick back for a second, bring a couple of friends. I don't know the type of Chris that you been in, but my backyard look like a fucking Caribbean. Waterfalls, waterfalls, let's flip, let's fly. Jump in the pool, act a fool. I'm way too cool, call me GQ Smooth. It's a player's holiday, so it's time to celebrate. Got chicken on the grill, put some beer and steak. The feeling so great in the 818. It's a summertime breeze for the summertime G's and the summertime ladies with the double double D's. B-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home.
Yeah, this next verse right here goes out to everybody cruising Lower Canyon, homie, in 1999, 2000. Yeah, this one's for you, straight up.
In the town of 818 of the L.A. counties, there's a place that we roll in the San Fernando Valley. A little boulevard that's called Lower Canyon, where all the chicken heads go when it's time for land. Hit the street looking clean, rolling these up in a Cadillac. Rubber too short like a big motherfucking Mac. Take a sip of yak just to get right. Holla at some hoes at the next red light. From Fox Avenue all the way to Brand. Turn around and come back to the three-wheel stand. Watch it jump, hydraulic in the trunk. Turn my bass up and watch a 12-inch bump. Can't fuck with my ride, homie, don't try. It's fucking with my senses like suicide. Back to them hoes, little lady, what's your name? She run away hard in a blue Ford Range. She said, what's your name? I said, I'm Mike P. The lady of the night is what you might be. She said, I heard of you, you a player, right? Don't get mad at me, girl, cause I keep my game tight. She gave up the number with no fuss and fight. I'll be up in that ass later on tonight. Jump back in my ride, swerve away from the curb. Back on the boulevard for another chicken serve. Not even 8 o'clock, only got 6 numbers. I can tell right now it's gonna be a great summer. Why we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home, me. B-A-L-L-E, why we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home, me.
Why you bother, Reno? What's wrong, Daddy?
I know what's wrong with that crazy motherfucker. He just stand by the goddamn window with that fucking AK all day.
Who's got the sniffles?
Not me. Nora?
Sniffles. Oh.
You got the sniffles?
No, I don't have the sniffles.
Phil, do you have the sniffles?
Well, okay, since Ron Rich, he's in the chat room.
Hello, and, Ron Rich.
He wrote in there, I'm trying to type two things at once anyway. What happened was he wrote in there, 186.22, it's a very long fucking thing. Very long. Okay? But the main gist of it is in probably in the first paragraph. But it's any person who actively participates in any criminal street gang with the knowledge that its members engage in or have been engaged in a pattern of criminal gang activity and willfully promotes, the furthers, or assists in any felonious criminal condition. But it's like I told you guys, if you're standing on the corner with me, you did 3 years, Stacy did 5 years, and I'm squeaky clean, but the cop drives by and sees us, and we're all suspicious because we're all wearing a support shirt. Guess what? We're now a criminal enterprise.
Yep.
That's so ridiculous. You know, that could technically be said about three of them standing on the corner, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Ron, if you go on the link and you can get my email, you can send me that, and I'll send you that song by Mike. Because if you go, some you can download, some you can't, and I think they're going to change that, so you can't download it for free anymore.
No, it's by Amazon, I think. iTunes, I'm sorry.
iTunes.
But if he wanted to hear it, that's why I put in he could go to YouTube, and then, you know, he could play it that way as well.
Right, but he wants to get it.
Oh, okay, sorry. My mistake.
So what I was saying was, if you send me an email, I will send you a copy of it. I have permission to do that.
Because you demand.
Be the man.
Oh, you know, I'm going to tell you what. This weekend, I'm going to be at the Bikers Against Diabetes ride with the president of the Mayans, probably Tig, Boone, and...
Yeah, that is amazing.
And Jax.
Now, those are all my favorite men.
Well, they're actually good friends of mine.
No, I know. And I wasn't mean that sarcastic. I just mean, you know, they are.
Yeah,
I like all the men. No, because
you're being a hater now because I told you, come out to the coast.
I wish I could. I would have been there a long time ago because I need to get somebody in the NADS.
I'm gonna head to Chicago, knock her out, stuff her in my suitcase, and when she wakes up, she'll be in California.
Yeah, and then you're gonna wish I wasn't there because you're gonna be oh crap.
I'm not afraid of anything.
I wasn't meaning for me to you dodo.
So what's
oh
what's
my
the new
god.
One? What's the newest thing going on with that convention?
Well, Hang on, let me share this. This came from.
Okay.
If you guys saw that picture of me at Biggs with that little lady having half of my root beer float.
Yeah. We got the picture.
Yeah, she just saw a bad accident on Northbound 5, and she said it was two motorcycles. She didn't see the car, and she wanted to know if I was okay. And I said yes, and she said she's happy, and thanks for answering her. And she's also glad that I'm okay, because she feels so much better after I shower. I'm so tired, but I don't sleep much Tuesday night. I hope the radio show goes well.
Right.
Oh, so she left me with that thought of her getting in the shower. That's cool.
There you go.
Oh, my God. No comment.
That's okay. I want to know what kind of jeans and shirt you were wearing today, but you haven't told anybody.
I did in a roundabout way.
Nora, everybody saw what you were wearing today.
Yeah, but then when I changed, I went in the boxers and the tank top.
Uh-huh.
It's your story. What you want?
I'm being honest. Boxers and a tank top.
That's not what I saw on your page, man. I was getting ready to start singing Titties and Beer.
And I got a name slinger.
That's the first song that came to my head. I like popped Facebook up, started scrolling, all of a sudden I see boobs and I'm like, Titties and Beer.
That's okay, because there is an ink slinger on there. He's dying to put some ink on him. I'm like, well, come on.
Oh, that's you know, why we're on the LA. If there are any artists that can draw extremely well and they have a career in tattooing, my family member that owns Bamboo Tattoo Studio in Providence, Rhode Island on July 3rd is having a open house for artists to come down and present their work because they're looking for a couple of more good people to fill some spots in the studio. So if you're in the Providence, Rhode Island area, and you know where Bamboo is, go down there July 3rd and show Joelle what you got. And you can tell him you heard it on Blog Talk Radio, the Phil and Bill show.
Oh, cool. I wish I could be there. I get some ink. I don't know where, though, but I'll let them pick the spot. Huh.
Well, Ron, I just sent you that, song. And if you want to get some more, or any others, or anybody else wants to get some, just drop me an email and I'll send them to you. But I think it is time. Well, I have the, I pulled up the 186.22. And it promotes, furthers, or assists in any felonious criminal conduct by members of that gang shall be punished by imprisonment in a county jail for a period of not to exceed 1 year. You'd be out in 6 months with good behavior. Or by imprisonment in the state prison for 16 months or 2 or 3 years, depending on the severity and what they decide they want to jack you with. If the felony is a violent felony, as defined in Subdivision C of Section 667.5, that person shall be punished by an additional term of 10 years. Okay, if you're driving, they changed the Patriot Act, and just so people know, but if you're driving and the cops pull you over, Say you're going by a high school or a school, right, or a library or anything like that, and you happen to pull into that parking lot, and they notice that you have a knife. Guess what? You're going to be charged with a felony because you took it on public property, school grounds, or the library.
Yeah, that's in play over here too, in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Any state or federal property or any school departments, they will prosecute you if you walk onto the ground with a BB gun, you know. But they do that here.
Well, they do it all over. But, yeah, but it's a lot of people don't know that. That's why,
yeah.
I got pulled over one day coming up Mission Avenue from the beach, and he told me on the radio or over the speaker to pull into the school parking lot, knowing that he could see the knife sticking out of my back pocket. It wasn't concealed. It was sticking out of my back pocket while I was riding, which is what I always do. I don't hide anything. I don't need to. If they wanted to bust my balls, like they do when they try and tell me about the hammer, it's and Art can verify, if people have seen, if you've seen pictures of me, you've seen that picture on my bike, on the hammer. I went to a 3-pounder.
Your hammer?
Yeah. I went from a 1-pounder to a 3-pounder.
Want to make sure you get the job done right the first time, huh?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Because it's not illegal to carry a hammer. Now,
that's,
if my name was on, In the conversation usually starts like this. What's the hammer for? Well, let me tell you this. If my name was on it, then you can tell me it's a felony. But unless you two guys are going to change my name to Master Mechanic or Genuine Hickory, it's going to stay right where it is. Well, you need to put it in the saddlebag. No, I don't need to put it in the saddlebag. It's going to stay right where it is.
That's great. Next time that happens, you need to get all that on film and let us have a watch.
Last time that happened, they handcuffed me for my own safety, and it was a Mutt and Jeff team. By Mutt and Jeff team, I mean a big guy and a little guy. The guy was about maybe 3 or 4 inches shorter than me, probably about 30 pounds lighter. Looked like Barney Fife. He's the one that decided he handcuffed me for my own safety as he tried to knock my bike over, pulling me off it. Yeah, he got a rude awakening when I yanked back on his arm and flipped him over to seat. I said, hey, are you okay? You tripped? But the pattern of this one, in Section K, comes into play January 1st, 2014. So there's a whole bunch of shit they just keep changing to this.
How can they do that?
It's under the Patriot Act, dear.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, how can they just continue to twist and turn everything they originally put in play and then add some more and take away this and add a little of that and take away that? How can they do that?
Because they do, and they can.
You answered your own questions last week when you were talking about RICO.
Yeah, I understand that, but it just, it really irritates me, you know, that people of higher ups are able to do that stuff, you know. To me, these things should be discussed, talked about, maybe even voted on, put up against the public. What do we think? And they're not. And that's where I have a big problem.
Yeah. Let's see. What to do? Let's see. Yeah. Art said they did something today with the Supreme Court. And, yeah, they're doing shit daily because nobody's paying attention.
I know. And, you know, the worst thing is the government's their own worst enemy in the regard of every day it's something else. It's something else stipulated, stated, taken away. I mean, okay, what's it going to be like next year? Are you still going to have your show, Phil? You don't know. You don't know that.
No. You don't know.
And this is what I'm talking about. This could change. Everything is changing. Daily, hourly, you know, whatever they feel like.
That's the truth.
Yeah. It's like I told you, you know, you deserve what you tolerate.
Exactly. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you guys on hold. I have to go take a potty break, and I don't want you guys to hear. I'm not bringing the phone with me, okay? I should have done it before the show, but I thought, oh, I could hang out this long. And it's like, no, okay, I have to go potty. I didn't mean to announce that to the whole world. So I'm putting my phone on hold so nobody hears, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'll be back.
Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be back. Hold on. Oh, I mean, you guys go ahead. I'll be right back.
Now's the time you should have played the song. All we can think about is like elevator music because Nora's going pee, and we should all be singing do 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 do.
I got one for that because I'm gonna go. I gotta take this somewhere to the front door. I'll be right back.
Oh.
This is by Attica 7. This one's called Into the Blackness.
For the Attica 7 song?
Yeah,
I've seen
one,
a couple of videos.
This one's called Into the Blackness as you're shot in Topanga Canyon going to the whiskey.
That what?
It was shot in Topanga Canyon on the ride down in on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, cool beans.
You haven't seen it?
No.
All right, I'll send it to you.
Awesome.
You never heard that, huh?
No.
They have I sent you the email. You can go to Attica. Yeah, you can go to Attica7.com and check everything. And that song was off the album that was featured in some of the season 3 Sons of Anarchy.
Okay. Cool beans.
Mm-hmm.
Nora's still gone. Did she rendezvous with the Tidy Bowl man or what?
I don't know. Maybe she fell in.
It's a possibility, man. There's not much to her. She
fell
right in, got flushed right down the drain.
Yeah, I was going to read 72 comments on that picture she put up, but I didn't want to open that door.
Nah, I threw my 2 cents into that.
No, I told her she needed a tan.
Oh, God. The sun will kill you, man. I know all you people out in Cali are all bronzed and blonde, but people over here, we're sunscreen happy. got a lot of Irish out here, a lot of Irish, a lot of French.
Yeah. Well, you know what I used to say when people ask me, what nationality are you? I'd say, I'm Irish.
I am Irish.
Yeah, and then they look at me and I say, why? When's the last time you had some Irish in you?
Oh, God.
Just my sense of humor.
Nope, I'm Irish. I got the temper to back that up. That's about it.
Not you.
No, not me. Where's Bill, man?
The doctor called him and he had to take his mom out to the heart doctor and then let's see another doctor and he wasn't sure if he was coming or not. But I told
totally
him
totally understand. Totally
yeah.
Understandable. You know, priorities.
Yeah, he's got a full plate. Like somebody asked if Bill and I are getting a weekend pass because we're going to be in two places together, which is rare occasion.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got an email today, and I wanted to share it. I was holding out for this one because I was waiting for Nora to come back. But
I am here.
Okay.
Hey.
No, I didn't fall in.
And you didn't rendezvous with the tidy bowl man, huh?
No, but I had to hurry up and get the dice.
Wait a minute, you don't have to tell us what you were doing.
Dice. No, but you thought I fell in, so I thought I had to sit there and say pee and dice, okay? I had to pee. They had to pee. It was a mutual thing here.
Mutual understanding.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Phil. What does the email have to say?
We have this thing every year. It's called Born Free, and what it is, it's a big venue where they bring out all the old shovel heads, all the old whatever, all the old bikes, stamps, Kawasaki, whatever it is. It's called the Born Free Festival. Okay. Now, last year they had Rusty and T-Rod were the Grand Marshals for the Boys and Girls Club up in Orange County. So we went to that, and, of course, Rusty was wearing his gear, and they told him he had to take it off. He said no. We left without everybody, 5,000 people. We left without everybody. We got to our destination. Couple hours went by, we went next door to check out the Born Free Festival. We get in there, everything's fine. So we sit down to eat, and they're surround the table, all the sheriffs.
What?
They proceed to tell everybody that they gotta go because this and that, and Rusty proceeds to tell them about the UNRRA Act and all this stuff, and basically we had to eat, but we got supervised while we ate, and then we left. So this year, same thing. This is why I sent my friend Seth. He's the president of this club called the Humpers out here, up north. And I met him through Bernie. Anyway, I asked him. I said, "Hey, are you going to be around Saturday to go to the Born Free?" And he said he's not sure because this is what he wrote me. I was thinking about going to the Born Free show Saturday, but no colors are allowed there due to law enforcement requirements. Can you believe this shit? It's called Born Free, and it's for old motorcycles, and clubs aren't welcome because of local law enforcement. Check their website. They state right on there. I cut and pasted it below. I'll do that too. So basically they're saying that because they are weak-minded promoters, they can't pick a venue that isn't going to take the bullshit of the cops and do an event anyway. This should be called the Lock and Fuck Show. There are far more of them, or they are far from the theme of Born Free. They should change their title to Lock and Fuck Show. Please, all the sponsors that are on this gig should be ashamed that they're a part of this. People get weaker and weaker by the minute. It's a sad day when people's freedom of expression and patriotism is snuffed by our own government that has voted in office to uphold the rights of the Constitution for the people that are paying their salaries to protect them. And he writes, and I thought this was the pace de resistance. Fucking wankers. laughing out loud.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then he said, Sunday is a possibility. What's your plan? Well, I already told him my plan. And he said, are you and Bill getting out of the house again? But this is before the show, the Born Free show. The show dated June 30th, 2012. Hours are from 10 to 5. Awards around 4 and giveaways to follow. Born Free is held at Old Canyon Ranch behind Irvine Lake. That's up here in Silverado, California. It's about 100 miles north of me. Look for the Born Free signs and follow them to the event site. There are no pets allowed. This is their mission statement. Okay, I'm gonna put this in. I'm gonna put this in the chat room. But this is it's gonna be in a few pieces here. And Art says he wants to know Alicia's influences. But yeah. So basically, the show date is the 30th. No pets allowed. And this is their mission statement, which I probably just said that, but I'm trying to get
all
this.
So then why doesn't somebody, let's say like you and Bill, or maybe just you, because you're so charismatic with your words, go around and talk to all the vendors and say, you know, how could you do that? You know, ask them, why? Is it strictly because the almighty buck to put in your pocket? And
yes.
you're basically slapping the people who buy your product's face.
Yeah.
You know,
this is their mission statement. The Born Free Show is about the lovable motorcycles and like-minded individuals having a good time together and enjoying these bikes of the past. It is also a family event. Young and old alike are welcome to come and enjoy the show. This show is meant to unite people from all walks of life by bringing the passion that we all have of these old motorcycles together for one special day. If you come out to the event, please be prepared to have a great time, see some vintage bikes, lots of vintage bikes, and a peaceful, friendly family environment. The event site and local law enforcement have a no patch or colors policy that we must abide by. We respect everyone's right to live and do as they choose, so we must respect the event site's policy as well. We thank you in advance for your cooperation and look forward to seeing everyone June 30th, Born Free, Oak Canyon, behind Irvine Lake. Now, there's going to be, to my understanding, there's going to be people there protesting. I am going as far as I know right now. Bill, I'm not sure yet. But the last time when we mentioned shit about this, we got heat on the way out. Because I, like you say, am outspoken sometimes. And I basically told the guy he's a fucking prick. Well, that fucking prick waited for me to leave and pulled me over.
Huh.
Just to make sure that I was legit in my life. Which, they already had my plate number. He already knew I was legit, but he wanted to bust my balls.
I cannot believe the bullshit you guys go through out there in California. It really, really amazes me because maybe it's because over here in New England we're a small little cluster of states, and yeah, I've heard of different little things that have gone off with other things. But, I mean, you guys are like read the riot act. It's like they almost want to make it virtually impossible for you to even, like, put the key in the ignition to your bike.
Well, the thing that...
I never took the key out of mine. But the thing I want to tell you is one day I had a guy pull me over, and this guy was being a total fucking prick. He told me to take off my helmet. He wanted to see my face. Well, my full face folds up in the front. So I opened it up and I said, there's my face. He said, no, I said to take off the helmet. I said, no, you wanted to see my face. Here's my face. I said, but I have a question for you. Why are you fucking with people on Harleys, especially guys coming through town? Did a guy on a Harley fuck your old lady or what, man? What's the problem?
No doubt.
Well, let me tell you this.
After I was handcuffed for my own safety, they tore everything off my bike. Couldn't find anything. I asked them, who's going to pick all that stuff up and put it away? And I got him on...
Wait.
I got him on tape telling me to go fuck myself.
Oh!
So, when I went to the police station right after that, he got a week off and told not to fuck with me ever again unless he sees me doing something criminal.
Wow.
So that's the one guy in town that when I see him, he tries to look the other way. But I wear a pair of white gloves when I ride. And the reason I wear white gloves is because my sleeves are black. So what are you going to see at the end of my arm?
Your fingertip.
And which finger are you going to see pointing at you?
Yo, the saluting one. The middle one. Straight up in the air. I immediately thought of that when you said you wear white gloves. I'm like, anyways, everything else black. Yeah, that's so people can see him say, fuck you.
Because it's not a crime, and you can't get arrested for telling a cop to get fucked or giving him the
finger. Well, you can in Middleborough, Mass.
Well, yeah, I know they called up here looking for you. They wanted to get you for the $280 for all those swear words you said last week.
Yeah, fuckity fuck fuck fuck. Sorry.
Well, you know what? They should put out a cuss jar then, you know?
Yeah. Whoever gets my jar is going to be rich. What are you guys going to do to stop all that bullshit about no wearing colors and, you know, having your rights violated and everything else because the law enforcement division says you cannot and people, you know, become so, I don't know, shaken in their boots. You know, it's the more and more that people keep, you know, showing up at these events and abiding by what others deem as protocol, pretty soon it's going to be obsolete clear across the board. And people you got to stand up for yourself.
Well, the thing with that is, this is what I told you before, okay? One person is going to do something. The other person is not, okay?
Yep.
Now, the person that does something, because everybody has to think, why should I do it? That guy's going to do it. Or, no, somebody's already doing it. Why do I need to do it? You follow me?
Yep.
That's the way it's going to go down. Because everybody's afraid to do something.
Yeah, well, people don't understand that, you know. When in large numbers, it speaks volumes. You know, if one person states what's on their mind, they're pretty much going to get shut out. But you get a group of 100 or more people, and, you know, they're all stating the same thing, then people have to stop and listen.
Well, if they don't, it's just like I said, there's 2.3 million registered motorcycles in the state of California. If I could get 50,000 people just to take off their helmet for one day, we'd shut down the court system.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's if everybody would do it, okay? If you could get people to do it. But what you have to look at, too, is how your laws are in California. It's getting just as tight on your state, okay, like it is in, if you've paid attention in European countries, they're forbidding certain houses, you know, the colors, that kind of thing. And eventually, as you and Bill state, Phil, what goes on here will eventually come here. Okay.
Well, you know, Nora, I want you to remember something. Okay? And it's very rare that I throw this out to people. But I want you to remember that when somebody annoys you,
right,
it takes 2 muscles in your face to make a frown. But it only takes 4 muscles to extend your arm and bitch slap that motherfucker.
Exactly. But again, a lot of people aren't aware that the U.S. is placing Homeland Security in other countries to show them what they are doing here.
Now, in Germany yesterday, they shut down a Hanover chapter.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I already know. I was the first one to know on that.
No, you weren't. I got a text.
What the,
really?
What the hell?
I was on Skype.
So what,
point?
So what the hell happened with that?
No, this is what they're doing in Germany. They are going to ban houses. They are banning colors. They are doing it 1, 2, 3 at a time. They're shutting them down.
So they're just sweeping the countryside is basically what you're saying.
So what's taking place in Germany, they're trying to make it like as far into Belgium and other places.
Right,
where it will be forbidden either to wear the rocker, you know, that kind of thing. So, like I said, what takes place there will eventually come this way because our wonderful Homeland Security has been sent over there to help them.
By the time these young kids today grow up, they're going to have nothing more to look forward to because everything enjoyable is going to be put to a complete halt.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, and that's what's sad about because, you know, okay, Germany is like other countries. They're on a tight noose to begin with.
Right.
Okay,
right.
They don't have the rights like we do here. They don't have certain freedoms that we do here. Okay. So the unfortunate thing is they're so oppressed by their own government. It's disgusting. It's just utterly disgusting. I learn things new every single day. And, I mean, I just find it appalling. You know, it's like, well, this is what we have to deal with. What do you mean this is what you have to deal with? Do something about it. Well, they can't. Because if they speak up, they get arrested.
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of what's happening here. You know, people have become afraid to speak their minds, afraid to speak up, afraid to state the laws right back at the law enforcement who break them 90% of the time. And because of all this, you know, bullshit that you hear about the Homeland Security and you hear about gang task force divisions and you hear about this, that, and the other. And people are becoming like sheep. And when one goes one way, they're all going with them because nobody wants to like say, hey, you know, this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean over there I could totally understand, you know, their laws and rules are totally different than here, and being outspoken over there can get you into some very serious trouble versus over here you might get $100 fine for being rude and arrogant, but you know, you know, outspoken over there, the consequences are worse. And again, that's why people should be grateful to the men and women who have fought for freedom in this country to uphold, you know, the Constitution and the amendments and everything else. And it's like, you know, we the people, that's what it states. We the people on the Constitution, and we the people need to stand up and stop this bullshit from traveling over here. You know, our voices need to be heard.
Yes.
We the people are, it's not working anymore.
No. You know, it's, I just posted something on my blog. And basically, June 28, 2012, the day our Constitution died. We the people are 100% set up.
That we are. But damn, it's a sad day, you know, the way politics has turned today, but you know, we can always hope for a brighter tomorrow and get people to come together and, you know, rally for our rights, because there ain't going to be none left if we can't keep letting the higher-ups take and take some more.
Yep.
Exactly.
So what else is going on?
4th of July, man. We got fires in Colorado, fires in Utah. We've got, what, flash flooding? Where were those floods at this week?
Florida.
Floods down in
Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we got mini hurricanes coming across the Gulf. Yeah. Summer's kicking off, and I got a feeling it's only going to get better as it goes. The stuff going on with the wildfires, though, that's truly horrible. People, you know, are losing their belongings,
everything.
Their homes, everything. And those firefighters are at the point of exhaustion. And, you know, you have to feel for everybody that's over there.
Yeah, they're trying to get those dog masks out there to, you know, so they can breathe.
Yeah, I also heard that they were evacuating the Army base.
Right.
Over there, too, you know, which, like plenty of times I've said, my daughter's military, and, you know, we were having a little bit of a discussion about that last night, but, yeah, there were plans on evacuating the base out there, so, it's devastation, and it's horrible, and it doesn't matter how rich you are or how poor you are, your home is your home, and when it's gone, you know, you have a big sense of instability amongst so many other things, and it's just, my heart goes out to all them people out there.
Yeah. You know, it's like our road in here, you know, it's the BornFreeBlackSpot.com, and it's the UNRRA Act, and it's keep working to get the entire included, which is what they do. They always change the fucking wording, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and this is what I said all the time, many people pay the ticket afterwards instead of fight. And now it's just we the few people, not we the people.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to say something. Maybe we should all, you know, take a little look at people that live high up in the Smoky Mountains and the Appalachian Mountains and different places across this great country. And they live up in them mountains for a reason, you know? And people say that, you know, hillbillies and mountain folks are a little bit bizarre, but I don't think they're bizarre. I think they understand the true meaning of what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm at my wit's end here with this. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song, take us out with this song. It's by Axel Rudy Pell. It's called Forever Angels. And I invite everybody to come back on Tuesday. Like I said, if you get stopped, even if they treat you nice, fill out an IA complaint. If they treat you like shit, so I and I complained. If you don't hear anything in 10 days, get a hold of me. I'll tell you what to do from there. 10 days to answer you. Fill it out. They will send somebody to see you. Take this from a guy who had a city. Pouring a drink for everybody there, or what?
No, I was rinsing out my cup, sorry.
Well,
I'm gonna let Axel Rudy fell out. These guys are from Germany. I'm gonna let these guys take us out, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.